Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Good day to you, Grenada, Caracou, Petit Martinique, the rest of the Eastern Caribbean. Wherever you are, I am Pastor Stanford Simon. It's a great joy to be with you once again. This is Inside Finance, and within the next 30 minutes, I will be talking to somebody from within the Ministry of Finance. And today, I have Mr. John O'Gees, who is with us in the studio today, and we will be talking energy, the number question I have to ask him. He had been in public service for close to 30 years. That's quite a long time, since the 2nd of January 1986. And most of those years were served in the area of energy. So he knows what he's talking about. He understands clearly what needs to be done. So we'll be talking to him about what is happening within the sector of energy and throughout the length and breadth of Grenada. This is Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. With me in the studio is Mr. John O'Gees. So take a word from our sponsors. We come back. Yes, we start a discussion with the man himself, Mr. John O'Gees, right here, Inside Finance.
St. George's Baptist Church. Purpose: the channel God chooses to fulfill the needs of humanity. Vision: building communities which become the model for winning people to Christ. Mission: goal: empowering people to enjoy prosperity and fulfillment in life. These are the purpose, vision, and mission of the St. George's Baptist Church.
Welcome back. This is Inside Finance. With me in the studio, Mr. John O'Gees. Mr. O'Gees, a pleasant good day to you.
Pleasant afternoon, and we are thankful for this opportunity to share with you some of the activities of my department, the Energy Division, and some of the pipeline projects that we have.
Let's look at home. Let's start with where you are. How many staff do you have within your area of the energy sector, and what is happening there?
The Energy Division is also the focal point for the Montreal Protocol. So in total, we have 5 members of staff, including myself. One particular individual, Mr. Leslie Smith, is the one who deals with the Montreal Protocol. And there is most of the staff are organized in such a way that we have overlaps given the very small size of staff that we have. So even though he focuses on the Montreal Protocol, there is a bit of overlap with some activities that is done within the energy sector. For example, the ozone unit is working with the Bureau of Standards to look at labeling for refrigerant gas within the air conditioning and refrigeration sector. We do training and best practices for the technicians in that particular area also.
What are some of the energy division function? What are some of the things that you specifically do within that division?
Well, to start with, we are responsible for advising the government on energy matters, all such energy matters, and there are many of it. In terms of actual routine tasks that we do, data collection on energy imports, consumption from within the different sectors, we do the costing of petroleum products, the refined petroleum products that you get at the service stations and other outlets, marinas, etc. We do the costing for it. And as you know, the cost for these products, we have agreed sometime now that on the 18th of every month, we change the cost. So every month, the cost of these products change on the 18th of the month. Apart from that, we are involved in specific energy projects. For example, we did lighting retrofit in conjunction with other sub-regional and international agencies, UNDP, OLADE, etc., OECS Secretariat. We have been involved with a number of energy efficiency projects. There's one that we were involved with energy labeling. We're also looking at the legal framework that will help to promote efficient use of appliances and devices. We work jointly with both the OECS Secretariat and the Bureau to establish within the Bureau labs where we can test lights and refrigerators. We have been working on this since last year, and we're looking forward to the completion of setting up the labs and so forth, so that the Bureau will have the capacity to test both lights and refrigerators. If you buy any one of these appliances and you have a problem with it, it could be tested in terms of to look at the performance. Because one of the things that we advise people to do is when you're buying appliances is to look for labels. The labels have certain critical information on the performance of the device or appliance. Now, these appliances would have been tested in conditions not like what we have here. So the Bureau within the OECS is going to be equipped to test some of these appliances so that when it comes to Grenada, even though the labels say this, you can actually get a test done on that particular light.
To see if it's...
Light, yeah, the supplier could test it, or somebody with a complaint, if they go to the supplier and say, no, this thing is not performing and you need to get an independent view on it. We will be able in the near future to be able to test it at the Bureau.
And do that.
But fundamentally for lighting and refrigerators.
Okay.
At the moment.
Recently, Grenada hosted a workshop on energy efficiency for buildings. What more can you tell us about that project and how will it impact Grenada?
This is a project that involves five countries. It was designed and it is being coordinated and implemented through the five C's, the CARICOM Center for Climate Change. That project goes under the name of Energy for Sustainable Development Project. Grenada's responsibility under that project is to develop protocols and standards for indoor air quality and energy performance in buildings. And it is expected that the project, the ESD project, the Energy for Sustainable Development project, has as its overall objective to reduce emissions related to building use by 20%, the overall goal of the project. So hence, we are building the capacity within Grenada to do the internal air quality testing. And in fact, we're going to be enhancing it as I speak, because the Bureau of Standards have the experience and the capacity to do that. They have been doing it for a number of buildings, both government buildings and private sector buildings. So we're going to be increasing that capacity, equipping them with tools, or enhancing the menu or the options in terms of equipment and tools to do these tests. And also, we're going to be developing the protocols for conducting this test, because Grenada is taking the lead on this and it's going to be replicated in the other four territories, which are St. Vincent and the Grenadines, St. Lucia, Antigua, and Belize.
So, really, Grenada is the lead person on this project.
That particular task.
Okay.
For example, Antigua has public awareness.
Okay.
A task
so
to do.
So each island have a
each
different...
Each island have a specific task to do.
Responsibility.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
But Grenada, as I explained, is the indoor air quality and energy performance in buildings.
Okay.
But on this project is one of the first of its kind in the Caribbean. One of the first of its kind. Grenada, I should say we started late. We got off the block late, but in terms of actually activities that we have done, we have more or less caught up with some of the other people in the race, the old territory, and in some of them we passed them. Because last week we staged as one of the first activities of the project, a workshop where we introduced some simulation tools. And we had a wide range of, we were grateful that we had good response from a wide range of sectors. We have the construction people, the architects. We had people from the different government ministries, the health, environment, etc. there. So we had quite a good representation with about 20 people attending, private sector as well as government attending. And they were equipped with tools, software, etc., and we did a simulation to be able to use these tools to come up with the indicators and the parameters that we are looking for to speak to the issues of indoor air quality and energy performance.
That's very good, very good. That leads me to this next question. I mean, and pretty much everybody around Grenada, most homes have it. What advice would you give to anyone buying appliances such as a TV, refrigerator, deep freezed iron, because these things are important to our air conditioned units?
In terms of appliances, we try to educate people to understand that you have two costs. You have the acquisition costs and the operation costs. Through our public awareness and flyers that we publish, like the sample I've brought here, we have information and advice to help you to choose the most energy efficient appliances, particularly within, even though your budget is small, we are encouraging you to choose the most energy efficient appliances, because the first cost might cost you an additional $250 to $300, but you will save so much on the second cost, which is the operation cost,
right,
as reflected
the
in
daily cost,
as reflected in your utility bill on a monthly basis. So that if you get an efficient refrigerator, it's going to cost you a little more to acquire it. But in terms of the operation of it over the useful life, you'll be saving because you choose an efficient refrigerator. And in fact, we are looking that under the same project I talk about, mm-hmm, the Energy for Sustainable Development, to do something we did in 2003, to be able to train fundamentally, the people in our hardware stores, because we want to equip them with information and knowledge on energy efficient appliances. In 2003, the department staged a workshop and we had some very good responses from the hardware and department stores that sell home appliances, because we want to make an influence positively from the procurement side, the people that do the procurement of this, so that they are knowledgeable about the most energy efficient equipment.
So you and they would to make educate
a,
them.
Yes, and they would make a decision to give us this option as potential buyers.
Oh, okay.
As citizens, when you walk into the store, we want you to have that option to choose it. And we wanted we had invited the sales rep also, because people on the floor must be equipped to tell you about their plans that they sell. Right. Not just the price of it.
But what
it can do for you.
Right.
Basic features of it.
Which is needed.
Yes. It's something similar. You know, when if you walk into any one of the malls in the U.S.,
the
people on the floor have the information at their hand.
Right. And they tell
about
you
their plans. They give it to you and they persuade you to buy it. In fact, right, because of the information that they have about the equipment,
exactly,
to do that.
Okay. I'll just let me remind our listeners, I'm speaking to Mr. John O'Geest, who is the Senior Energy Officer within the Ministry of Finance. And we're talking about energy here today. And for many of us, it is very, very important. We take a word from our sponsors. I come back and continue my discussion with Mr. John O'Geest. And I want to talk to him about what projects within his division that they are working on at this time. And also to talk to us about the Understanding Electricity Act that's coming. We take a word from our sponsors. We come back and I continue my discussion here with Mr. John O'Geest, who is a Senior Energy Officer within the Ministry of Finance. To all our listeners and supporters of the SGBC radio programs, you can now download the SGBC app on your Android phone. Go to the Play Store and get involved. Listen to some great music, great preaching, summon it. Testimonies, great things happening at the SGBCGrenada.com, and the app is available to you. Go download it from the Play Store to your Android phone. SGBC, it is available to you. An app that you can use wherever you are. Music will be available to you wherever you are now. You do not have to wonder, where is the radio? Download it on your Android phone and carry it with you wherever you go. The SGBC app is available to you in the Play Store. Welcome back. I am Stanford Simon. With me in the studio, Mr. John O'Geese. We're talking energy. He is the senior officer within the energy sector in the Ministry of Finance and working to help us in Grenada to understand that. He's been working there for close to 30 years, so quite a long time. He understands the energy sector well and have been involved in many discussions, so he's very clear on that. Flyers that you give to us. One, talk about the energy effectiveness of lighting. We have fuel efficient tips. Really, a number of things here that you can get at. You can know what to do in your lighting your house and all of that, the bulbs you buy. And we have some, now we have the lighting that are coming through. It is the LED lights,
yes,
which has been changing. A lot of homes have been changing to the LED lights, which saves a lot more energy, and people are seeing the reflection in the energy bill.
These lights are the new technology, new lighting technology, and they are at least much more efficient than the compact fluorescent lights that we have been previously been exposed to. In fact, during the month of April last year, the energy division, we spearheaded and managed the lighting retrofit within the government, particularly for the financial complex. We changed over the financial complex, took out all the incandescent and compact fluorescent bulbs and within the complex, so that within a month, within the five buildings there, we completely retrofitted it.
And how did it help with your bill at the end of the month?
Well, that was not manifested, I think, immediately in the bill, because you have human factors that you need to pay attention to.
Okay.
In there, because people still, while we were doing all of that, we see people had their computers, their printers, everything was left on during the weekend. So one of the things, the changing over is just one, but we have to be able to
educate,
to inoculate, okay, inject people to change their behavior. Last year, as of the end of August, we completed the lighting retrofit in fundamentally most of the government buildings. We completed the Ministry of Education, the Ministerial Complex in the Botanical Gardens. We did the immigration, the printry, the customs. So fundamentally, all government buildings
retrofitted.
With
energy efficient lighting.
Yes, with LED.
LED.
We're talking about, we have removed the 40 watt incandescent bulbs and other compact fluorescent. We've removed fundamentally all the 4 feet fluorescent bulbs that were rated both at 40 and 32 watts, and we have put in 16 watt LED bulbs in there. On the steps, we've taken out the 40 watt and put in 7 watt LED, and there is no compromise in terms of the level of illumination. In fact, it's brighter. When we put the light meters before and after, we're seeing that it's brighter. In terms of other projects that we are doing, we have been working with, in the pipeline, we've been working with other departments who have been seeking funding from other agencies and government so that we can have lighting retrofits in other sectors. We are looking at a project where we can do LED public lighting, and particularly to have some exposure in some selected rural homes, and also at least two areas where you have production to be selected as pilots for this project. We are also cooperating and partnering with the Grenada Electricity Company at this stage in a pilot to be able to collect information and data that would allow us to do a national retrofit of our streetlights to change most of the existing old technology to LED lighting for the streetlight level. And you know, street lighting is fundamentally for public safety and use. So we are discussing this now, and the Grand Lake will be putting out some of these for testing in various areas where we can get feedback from the public and other people affected by it. So that, for example, in some areas, we will test the effect of the sea spray in areas where that is applicable, and other environmental effects on the light. So we know how well it resists it and so forth. So then the decision will be made that we can now procure X amount to do a national retrofit.
Much time left, but this question is important, I think, for all of us. I understand that a new Electricity Supply Act has been drafted. Why does Grenada need a new law at this point? Why are we doing this?
I tell people sometimes the only constant in life is change. We need to see that change produce an opportunity for us. Sometimes we don't see the opportunity right away. But let me go back and tell you, in 1994, the government of the day sold a majority shares for WRB, the owners of Grand Lake. And interestingly, while the ESA, the Electricity Supply Act, was being passed in Parliament, we also had the Public Utilities Act also on the agenda. But unfortunately, when that was done, the government of the day sold their right to regulate the utility. So Grand Lake, over the last 20 years, have been regulating themselves. Even though the Public Utilities Commission was set up, it was literally a rubber stamp, because Grand Lake was successful in getting the Minister of Public Utilities at the time and the government to enshrine within the Electricity Supply Act a formula for calculating the tariff, a formula that we still use. So here you are, passing the ESA with this formula, and then in the same sitting passing the Public Utilities Act, which in a way that you insulate Grand Lake from the actions of the public utility, and that institution was not equipped legally to do anything in terms of analyzing requests for tariff or so forth, because it was enshrined in the ESA. I hope I've answered your question.
Well, that's not a reason to change after 20 years. No, I agree. And I mean, you said it clearly. I think most Grenadians has come to the point that something need to be done with our energy. It is a problem. It's costing us too much. And we feel that Grand Lake have a free ride doing what it want and when it want. And if you ask the average Grenadian that is sent, you know, speak to why they have that free reign to do what they want. They have been given that power in 1999.
1974.
Therefore,
to regulate themselves. And let's look at it this way. It gave Grand Lake the monopoly to generate, transmit, and distribute electricity from any source. You heard me, the monopoly from any source.
They have all the power.
So one of the changes that's going to be introduced in this new act is to be open the gate for independent power producers. You have... I'm seeing from this position here, you can take advantage of solar. But for you to do that, if you are going to do that and be connected to Grand Lake's grid, that you want to invest in a solar system, and you want to sell your excess to them, you would not be able to do that right now under the new arrangements. And in fact, for you to do that, you have to get the blessings of the utility.
Under the old arrangement, you couldn't do that.
Not old, existing.
Existing, well, no. Existing.
existing
arrangement, yes.
You have to do it with their approval and under the conditions of net billing. So okay. You will have to make that investment and sell all to them and buy what you need at the avoided cost of fuel. So one of the arrangements is that within the new act, you will have the opportunity for independent power producers to invest and in renewables, alternative sources. But fundamentally, I think you will see a bias for renewable energy within here, and it provides for the independent regulation of the electricity sector or the power sector in the country, so that you will have an independent regulator that will be established and will have the capacity and also the legal authority, so that if there is a request for increases, let's say tariff or any other cost related, that probably would translate to a change in the tariff or so. We would not be using that formula in the old law, but that request will have to be channeled to the independent regulator that will set up benchmarks and other criteria to view and to analyze the request in an objective manner, so that it not to be at the disadvantage of the utility or any investor, but they would look at it more objectively and come up with a balance.
Okay. Well, we're out of time, but I mean, really, this last discussion, I mean, have to be continued at some point. But just very quickly, what would you say would be your most rewarding work that you have done within the energy sector here in Grenada in the last 30 years?
Quite a lot, but I would just cite that we did, I think in 2011, 2012, the Energy Poverty Relief Program. It's a program that we designed in the Energy Division. We got the funding for it, and we implemented it in conjunction with the Community Development, Ministry of Community Development and Social Development. Basically, the objective of it is that we impacted 183 families who depended on cooking outside on wood. They didn't. Some of them didn't even have a kitchen. We took pictures of the spot where they put their pot, and we provided them with LPG, liquefied petroleum gas, a 20-pound cylinder, and stoves. We equipped them for 6 months, give them coupon for 6 months to be able to get gas. Mm. But during that time, prior to giving them the stoves, we actually did a presentation and encouraged them that here you have an opportunity. The families, they got both stoves and an oven. Mm-hmm. The people that live by themselves got 2-burner and 3-burner stoves. And I think it was very successful and rewarding, because we were able to work as a team with the other ministries who were able to identify the people in the field. We don't know these people. They're people from Community Development and Social Affairs. They have what it takes to identify these people. That's their work. I find it to be very, very rewarding, because we affected the way people were able to cook their meals, and it created business opportunities for them to get funding. So even after the project, the 6 months passed, the Ministry of Social Affairs still had some of the coupons in their possession, which means that people found a way to sustain this and take care of themselves.
All right. This is Inside Finance. You've been listening to the discussion there with Mr. John O'Geese, Senior Energy Officer within the Ministry of Finance. My special thanks to him, to the Minister of Finance, the Permanent Secretary, and to all the persons in the Ministry of Finance who make this program possible. And don't forget, you can send me an email, stanfordsimon01@gmail.com. The question you'd like me to ask the Ministry of Finance, or some matter you'd like me to discuss with them, I will will be happy to do that. Thank you very much for this opportunity. Join me here next week at the same time. Go to our website, sgbcgrenada.com. The program is uploaded on the website. You can also go to the Ministry of Finance website. It's a joy to be with you and to share this time with you. I wish you a very blessed and enjoyable day. On behalf of my team and the Ministry of Finance, thank you so much for joining us today. Join us next week at the same time where we do this all over again. I'm Pastor Stanford Simon, wishing you a blessed week.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.